I'm just going to pray for Seelan. Yes, Lord, thank you that Seelan is going to bring the word to us today, Lord. And I pray that you'll just bless the word, Lord, every word that you'll speak, Lord, that you'll just come out of your heart, Lord. And just bless us, Lord, and change us. And I thank you that this word will just cut through our hearts, Lord, and just change the way we think, that we'll be more aligned with your thinking, Lord, and more aligned with what you want to do in our lives, Lord. And I'll just come and you're just that these words will fall like seed on good ground, Lord. Prepare every heart now by Holy Spirit to receive this seed, Lord. Just pray for him for peace and just for wisdom. Amen.
Amen. Morning. That's fine. Bring it. Where is it? Moriella. Now I'm just getting a stand. My son says, Daddy, this is just a short one. Like half a maple. Flip it the other way. Yeah. Put it a bit more. No, no, no.
Hold on. Wait.
It's a fuss. As I fall in die kerk is nog insurance claim, né? It's nothing to do with me. Nee, ja, as I fall and I got witnesses. Ek het hom nie gebreek nie. Morning everyone. Yeah, another Sunday, another beautiful day, another nerves in die maag. Oh, you know, bringing the word is, I love it, but I'm always, there's a reverence to bringing the word of the Lord. It's, I'm spilling my word, but the church is fun, nee, but you know, this always makes me feel so, oh. But yeah, so this morning, nee, I hope the Lord, Holy Spirit, just help this morning. I'm going to share on what I felt the Lord say about how to love God. Nee. We're going to do and we're going to go left and then right, and then we're going to touch a little bit of secular, but journey with me, trust the Lord, trust the process of the Holy Spirit, and we're going to bring it back. So you're going to hear me reference some a well-known thing in the world, but it's still going to come back to Jesus. Amen? Yeah, let us pray again. Yeah, Lord Father, Holy Spirit, Jesus. Have your way this morning. I pray that what you've laid, Lord, I pray that it is something for us, Lord, and it's not manufactured in our carnal minds, Lord. And I pray that it builds your body and it edifies you ultimately, and that what we do is only for your purpose and for advancing your kingdom, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Yeah, so, love. I'm going to share on love this morning. It's going to be spicy. Can I my ear can stand? You're not going to feel like I'm not loving you. Los meti. Nee, wanneer ek loop so, voel ek ek gaan stamp. Yeah, love. I'm going to share my thought process. I'm going to share how I felt the Holy Spirit bring it, highlight it. And then we're going to come back. Like as I was started speaking and I felt the Holy Spirit highlight love. It's like, how many things have we seen or heard that love has been such an exploited thing, and people say, but was little fun, I love you, is from a very young age, but not understanding the full context of it. The concept of love has been, I would almost go as far as to say, abused in the worldly context where everything is love. Some people even say they do the most heinous things out of love. And then they say, but love has compelled me to do this. It's been almost made into a selfish thing that world has made it to be like, if I don't feel loved, I don't feel appreciated, and it's about me in. And love was never intended to be selfish, but selfless. And I felt the Lord like to say, okay, Lord, let's do this journey. Let's do this journey. Okay, what about love? And he said, look at the example of Jesus. Jesus said, no greater love than when a friend lays down his life. Paraphrased, of course. Let's go there to John. Don't worry, guys. Taylor, it's the first time she's driving solo. So we have love and grace for you. So no greater love has no one than this, that someone lays down his life for his friends. Selfless. Selfless. Jesus gave us, when the Pharisees tried to trick him, like what is the greatest commandment? And the story about how they got to this question and what Jesus answered actually was, which is the greatest commandment, they asked him. And then he said, to love God. Mark 12 says, and you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. Like, oh Lord. Matthew leaves out the scripture in Matthew. Don't worry, I'll give you Matthew. But Matthew leaves out almost like a very important piece where strength is not part, where Matthew just says heart, soul, and mind only in Matthew. But Mark says with all your strength. And the Lord, like, felt like the Holy Spirit said, look, in the scripture alone you see love is emotional, love is spiritual, love is intellectual, and love is physical. Just by those, like if you look at the scripture, and the Lord is starting to color in, and he colors in, like, okay, so emotional, sure. And then the question came, how? Like, not the question, but the statement was, how then do we really love? And I felt the Lord like say, okay, he's showing me something of love, and not just to love, but to love the Father. Because he is love. And the example of love flows from the Father. And the conversation of love has been so exploited that even our perception of what love is has been tainted or skewed even into a perverse self-love. I think Jesus even warned us about this, where people will be lovers of self in the later days. There was a part also where love is such a foundation that it should form part, just like Jesus, when he left, he gave of himself the gifts, the fivefold gifts, the apostles, prophets, evangelists, teachers, and what is this? Pastors. That's for building up the church. But love has a similar structure also, but it is also to build up the church. And then this is where my person and my personality, because I'm a very boxed, like, it's very like this. And then I felt like just a thought drop and say, but in the world, there is a concept of how people love and how it actually is where people start to show love to that person and that person actually feels loved. And I'm like, no, Lord, but sure. But you know, talking about in the world, and can we go and say, I felt the Lord say, go and look at the five languages of love. Like, Lord, but that concept is worldly. He says, yes, but the scripture is not worldly. So I'm like, Lord, you need to color this in. Because now if I go and stand in front of a church and I say, go look at the five languages of love, Honey Mentor say, yes, he lost his mind. I'm going to give you just a brief. We're not going to focus on the five languages, but it is to express love in a way that the other person finds meaningful. So we place it and we're focusing on God. So if we love God, it's about how he feels loved, how he would receive, or when he sits on his throne and we come and say, Lord, I do this for you. And it's summarized. I'm just going to give you brief summaries, but when I give you the summary, take a moment and think about just in the context of where we're sitting. We are actually supposed to be the example of what love is to the world. So when I give you the summary, think of, yes, Lord, yeah, your scripture says that. I'm going to give you scriptures, But the five is physical touch, acts of service, quality time, receiving gifts and words of affirmation. Physical touch. It's communicating through appropriate physical touch. Like, you didn't even know you started already this morning and said that God, Lord, is in us and through us. He's always in us. That is Him. Acts of service, doing meaningful things for someone. Acts of service, I'm going to give you the scripture for that as well. Quality time, Haman. Doesn't he love quality time? Receiving gifts is feeling love through thoughtful, meaningful gifts. And words of affirmation is expressing affection through spoken word praise that Sid just led us into. Compliments and encouragement. Now, why five love languages? All of us have them. We found out it actually aids relationships. I'm boxed. I didn't know how to. My wife is a girly girl, and she's pink and in. But we're very different. Different in the sense that say ek was so oond. Ek altyd ek voel dat ek lekker het koers. Nicola help. And she loves to receive gifts. But this one night, it's Clara and we are in bed. She's asleep, and I love to just feel her close to me. Joyful. Yes. So now she's sleeping, and I was later. Now she's laying with me, and I'm laying in this awkward position, but I'm enjoying this moment with her. And not like, no, I think I was, most of the nights I lay in this funny snacks position. So I just know, and she gives me that. She actually knows because that's how I feel loved. And I'm not like, no, I'm just enjoying this moment. But I'm just like an hour probably. I'm like, yeah, so still, say snorkel. She doesn't snore, she just breathes with an accent. So now we're laying and I'm like just, yeah, Lord, I'm just enjoying this. And again, Holy Spirit comes and he says, there you go. There you go. I'm like, huh? Says, I'm laying for an hour in an awkward position. I'm giving up sleep. I'm giving up rest because it's a busy season for us. But I'm not feeling that it's costing me something. I said, you're having quality time with her. And then the question came, that's the Father's desire, that if you spend quality time with Him, that you willingly want to lay down comfort, rest, and that it is joyful. Joyful to do, because then you go like, oh, I had such an amazing moment with my wife. I had such an amazing moment with God. And then it started making sense that the Lord is now coloring in. So I'm going to give you a few scriptures that I felt like. I'm like, oh, Lord, now you gave me a practical example just of what it looks like to receive love. So then she was showing love to me and I was enjoying it. And then it was out of, yeah, there's some cost, but the cost didn't even come into the conversation because for the joy outweighed it so much more. And the closeness, thank you, my friend. And now we go back and we're like, okay, quality time. How many times have we read in the scripture that Jesus disappeared, or he left to go pray? Before, for anything, you would hear that Jesus was praying. He prayed the night through. How many times have we actually read that? We see the example, and I felt that that's where the Holy Spirit started coloring in. He said, you'll see the examples, don't worry. I'll show you. Jesus went to go spend quality time with the Father. Why? A father, a natural father, loves it when your children comes and spends time with you. How much more our Heavenly Father? So quality time is not even where we're supposed to go like, oh, your sinners wake up again. No, quality time is even if it costs you something, the joy of doing it overshadows it. Even it's not even in the same conversation line of spending quality time, the meaning of it. The acts of service. We had a few journeys where we preached on faith the last few weeks. Acts of service, the scripture there, Taylor, Matthew 21. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but the one who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. Acts of service, the Lord says, just do my will. Hey, faith without works is dead. How can you believe in someone? How do you believe in a Jesus, but you don't do what he says or what he requires? And what it requires is just basically to love. Greatest commandment, love your neighbor as yourself. Out of that will flow so much. Everything flows out of it. Jesus said even the whole scripture is held together with those two. That acts of service were just to be, to follow and do what he asks you to do. What can you give a God that has everything if we go and say receiving of gifts? What do you give him? Quick question. It took me every day to sit quiet time with the Lord, like, Lord, what do you give? He says, what's the one thing I desire the most of you? Thank you. Your heart. Your heart. The greatest gift you give him is your heart. What do you give a God that has created the entire universe? Give him your heart. Your worship is a gift. Your life is a gift. Your obedience is a gift. You give him every facet of your life. Summed up in a simple thing. When the last two is when I just felt like the Lord park and say, there we go. Words of affirmation. How do you affirm a God that already knows everything? When we praise him. When we praise him. In our praise, what did Jesus teach us? Our Father, holy is your name. Holy is your name. We sing these beautiful songs, but when you sing it, out of a posture that is that you believe, that you say, you are holy, you are beautiful, you are glorious. We affirm him, we sing it unto him. And even in Revelations, there is a beautiful example that, but not just an example, it's a fact that every second of every day, there is angels and elders casting their crowns, and what do they say? Holy, holy, holy are you, Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. They are affirming him. So these concepts might start out of a space just to color certain things in for us, but when we go and we think, Lord, how do I show and express love to you? It can just go and say, yo, there it is, there it is, there it is. And the scriptures, you will find them right through the Bible. I did not use many. Physical touch, you touched it on this morning. Physical touch is the one that it has to come. You have to flow out of a place of desiring him, longing for him. You have to search for him. And when he shows up, you prayed it this morning, that he will never leave you nor forsake you. Deuteronomy. So when he comes, and this is where the physical touch is, it comes from a posture. We can't go and physically just go to him. But the thing that changes our lives the most is a physical touch from him. I remember the day when the Lord, the Holy Spirit, came upon me the very first time. I bawled my eyes out. I bawled. I ugly cried. Like a snot bubble cried, like lelikail. But that was, he came upon me, that was him. I almost, if I must describe it, as like into a ball I was, and he just came and he just wrapped his arms around me. And the peace and the love, everything, fullness and completeness flowed into that moment. This is where I asked Sid, can we first do one song and then we preach? Because I felt like we get our hearts calibrated for the next few songs, because I saw the song list. Because the physical touch is what we pray for, because that changes our lives. And this, how beautiful it is, even if we do this to him, he reciprocates and does the same to you. You can go and take the exact same five almost definitions, and you can see how God has done every single one for you as well. Through the love, he's given his son. All of that, he's done for us already. But this morning, I just wanted us to calibrate our minds, and this is actually about him and loving him and giving unto him and worshiping him. But then the physical touch is the one which we benefit the most, because by desiring him, he shows up. And this morning, if there's not been a physical touch, if you've not had the baptism of the Holy Spirit, it's physical touch. If you've not had the love of the Father overshadow you, it's physical touch. If you've not had if you're yearning for the Lord to come and shape something in you, this morning is going to be an opportunity to go, Lord, either seal and prat nonsense, or I'm going to try and hear what the Holy Spirit says. Is that I'm going to desire you. And when I sing unto you, I'm going to purpose my mind to believe that you are holy and you are almighty and you are all magnificent. And here's where it comes now back to, almost to us, is now we take this and we've seen, and we can take the same love languages, I'm just using it for simplification, is then we take these things and we now go and we can apply it even in building up the church, the body of Christ. Because there's people in here that just needs a hug before breaking point. Needs a friend to just come and spend quality time. Just needs your presence, needs a word of encouragement to say, you are good enough. You are loved by God. To affirm the facts, you are. This, we're going into the Christmas time, and Oki that said, like, just to refocus on what the purpose is even of the season, you can even go and say, yes. Aaron's had an example of what it is to just go and lay hands. We're not mouth Christians. On sending it, have a good day and loop on's knee. We go and sit with you. So this period that we're stepping into is to spend meaningful quality time with one another. Even though there's no community, meaningful quality time. Meaningful gifts doesn't need to cost money. It's not about the present you bring. Sometimes you being there is gift enough. And remember always to speak a blessing. Speak a blessing over someone's life. The season might be tricky. There might be uncertainty. Speak a blessing. Affirm the qualities that you see within them. The Lord has placed us together to build his kingdom. And through the expression of love and the examples that we see, God has shown us and us back to him, we can build up. Actually, no, we can. We co-labor in building up the body of Christ. So Sid's going to come now and lead us again into worship. I pray that this, our hope, that the Holy Spirit has taken a moment to say, okay, love on the Father this morning. Love on him. He's already given everything. He's already given his best. He's already given his son. He's already affirmed us. He's already spoken things out. He's already called you by name. He's already done every single thing that, like Peter says, he's given us everything that pertains to life and godliness. And out of the worship this morning, we show gratefulness to our Heavenly Father and expressing the fact that our hope does not end here. Our hope is in him. So even when we close our physical eyes, our spiritual eyes don't close. Then we step into an eternity with him. And then all of this will be again there, because then we're going to say, holy, holy with the angels. Then we're going to love on our Father. Then we're going to, amen. So as we step into and go into worship again, I pray that, yeah, it's been a hope. It's done what the Holy Spirit intended to do, to open our eyes and say, yes, Lord, that there is something in this. Let me pray. Heavenly Father, thank you that you first chose us and you first loved us, and you, like Jesus says, that you know us, you know the number of the hair in our heads, you know every single thing. Lord, I pray this morning that we bring a sacrifice of worship and praise to you. The example that comes when Israel has had festivals to offer and to give you offerings and to show their love to you. I pray this morning be us, the new Israel, showing our love to you, expressing, confirming, and affirming who you are. And I pray that this morning we and our lenses be calibrated, that this is about you. It's not about us. It is about you and only you. And even in heaven, it's just about the love of the Father and worship of the Father and singing praises unto the Father and dancing for the Father. That is heaven. And I pray this morning we join heaven by singing, holy, holy, holy are you, Lord God Almighty. Amen.